Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 13 through 27.
今天我们读经的经文是来自罗马书8章13到27节。
We'll read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会回应的方式首先用英文读，再用广东话读。
Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with them, in order that we may also be glorified with them. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected him in hope.
That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Let us read verse 27 together.
And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
第8章13节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵治死身体的恶行，必要活着。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。受造之物，切望得。
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的合制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。不但如此，就是我们这等者有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里欢得叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。但我们若盼望那所不见的， 就必忍耐等候。 我哋一齐读第二十七节。
May God bless the reading and hearing of this word. Pastor Wilson's sermon today is titled Agony, Groaning, and Prayer, Part 1.
前牧师今日讲到嘅题目系痛苦、呻吟和祈祷，第一。
Children may now be quietly dismissed for children's worship.
真系老仔可以落去嘅，拜拜。
I think you would agree with me that Christmas time is the worst season to experience difficulties in your life.
我想你都会同意喺复活节嘅时间去经历生活上面嘅痛苦嘅时候系一个好难嘅时刻。
You feel like you're the only one suffering because everyone else is pretty happy.
你觉得周围嘅人咧都好开心，系唯一你一个系受紧苦。
Of course, as we're going to see, that's a wrong conclusion to make.
我谂我哋一阵就会睇到啦，但系呢。刚才所提到这个呢是一个错的总结。
And so it's very important for us, especially Christmas time, to look at a text like this in Romans chapter 8.
所以呢我们很重要的是要特别在圣诞节的时候呢看看这个刚才所读到的经文。
The text gives us three things. First, it gives us a warning about suffering.
刚才经文给了三样东西我们。首先就是一个警告。
Yeah, we've been looking a little bit at that because we looked at the latter part of Romans 8 recently.
我哋已经睇过一少少嘅，之前我哋喺《罗马书》第八章亦都睇过。
Secondly, gives us three resources for suffering.
第二样咧就系话要对应呢个苦难嘅三个资源。
And finally, it tells us how we can be sure those three resources work.
第三就是说你怎可以肯定这三种的资源是有效
的。First, there's some additional things on warning about suffering.
首先我们看看再讲一下对于这个苦难有什么警告。
Now, there are a lot of thought units, if you've noticed, a lot of themes in this portion of Romans.
首先你会看到的就是说这段的罗马书有很多的主题。
And certainly,in a 20-minute message, because 20 minutes from this translation, you can't cover a whole lot of them.
咁喺一个咁简短嘅信息嘅时间咧，我哋唔可以包括晒所有嘅嘢。
And so I'm going to pick one, which is very prevalent if you've read the text, which we have and have paid attention to it. Groaning. The text says three times, verse 22, 23, 26, groaning.
咁我首先會提到一個主題係三次講到一個字就話嘆息。22、23同26節。
That's a very significant word to understand the text. Groaning is a very strong word.
喺個經文裏面嘆息呢個字係一個好強烈嘅字眼。
It's a word that means an expression of pain.
係表達到一個痛苦。
And it even goes beyond that.
甚至乎係超過呢個痛苦。
In many cases, scholars have told us in Greek literature,often it's used to express the cry of someone facing death.
在这个英文句里面很多时就是讲到一个人去面对死亡的时候那种的痛苦。
And so, we understood simply as a death pain.
就好像一个死亡的痛苦。
For example, the text brings us out, verse 23.
例如第23节经文也提到
that death pain is associated with a woman giving birth to a child.
这个痛苦就比如一个妇人要去生产一个婴儿的时候。
And you have to remember, Paul's writing in the first century.
你要记得这个保罗写这个书卷是在第一世纪的时候。
And in ancient times, a woman's groaning or crying out or screaming in birth is not just an expression of pain.
你记得当时的社会这个妇人去生产这个婴孩的时候不单止是一个痛苦的问题。
If you look at the pages of antiquity, if you look at history,In ancient times, many, many women giving birth died.
如果你看到这个历史的记载的时候，很多妇人在生产的时候，他们都会死。
And so,
She was in mortal danger when giving birth.
佢生產嘅時候咧，面對一個死亡嘅威脅。
Now that again, looking at this word groaning and understanding the text, groaning also has a connotation of a warrior wounded on a battlefield.
同時間呢個中文譯個嘆息呢個字就好似一個戰士喺個戰場上邊受傷一樣。
Have you ever met and asked a military veteran how it was in battle?
你有冇見過或者問過一個退伍嘅軍人，佢哋喺戰場上邊嘅經歷係點樣
？If you meet a military veteran, ask anyone, ask them about the battle.
如果你見過問過任何一個軍人喺戰場上邊係點樣嘅經歷
？One of the most horrible things many veterans and first-hand observers of war will tell you is what? The groaning of the people.
就係話呢班人咧喺戰場上邊受傷之後嗰種嘅新人嘅痛苦嘅顏色。
I picture the battlefield after the war, after the battle, the wounded soldiers lying in agony on the ground after warfare。
喺呢個戰爭之後，呢啲受傷嘅軍人瞓喺呢個戰場上邊，瞓喺度佢哋喺呢個痛苦嘅新人裏邊。
They are crying out, they are groaning because what? They see their blood ebbing out.Flowing away from them.
佢哋睇到佢血不斷嘅流出嚟，佢哋去呼叫，佢哋去呻吟，去嘆息，痛苦。
And what are they desperately crying out for? They're crying out for someone to dress their wounds.
佢哋呼叫啲乜嘢咧？就係話有人可以去治理佢哋嘅傷口。
Because they see their lives flowing away from them, ebbing away from them.
因為佢哋睇到佢嘅生命咧係逐漸咁樣嘅流失。
And they're crying out, please come, help, help me, or I'm dead.
佢哋呼叫就係話，希望有人嚟去幫助佢哋，如果唔係佢哋就會死。
That's the word here. That's the meaning behind the word groaning.
呢個就係呢個經文裏邊所講嘅嘆息嗰個字嘅意思。
It's a death pain, a death groan, stenazo. That's the Koine Greek word stenazo.
就好似呢個希臘文所講呢個字，一個死亡嘅痛苦嘅嘆息。
Help, help, or I die.
就幫助我，如果唔係我就死啦。
Now, to our surprise, Paul actually speaks about the creation groaning in the text as well.
唔單止係咁樣，保羅亦都喺經文裏邊講到被受造之物所發出嘅嘆息。
Maybe we should look at that so you see that in the text. It comes out in verses 19 and 23, but if you shine up verse 22 and 23, I think you can see that here in the text.
我哋再睇22至23节所講。
For we know, verse 22, that the whole creation.Has been, there's that word, stenazo, groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.
佢話：你一知道一切受造之物一同嘆息勞苦直到如今。
You see what Paul's saying? It's not just us that's groaning. All of creation is groaning.
保罗所講嘅唔單止我哋呢啲人係嘆息，而係所有嘅受造之物都一同去嘆息。
Our material environment, the world itself is groaning.
我哋物質嘅環境，呢個世界亦都喺度嘆息。
It says it's groaning because it's being crushed under the bondage of decay。
佢哋嘅嘆息係因為係受住呢個慢慢衰敗嗰個核制。
Now what does that mean？
咩意思咧
？It means that it's not just us that's suffering in the world。
意思就話唔單止係我哋喺呢個世界裏邊受苦。
It means the world is steadily, irreversibly, inexorably。Unavoidably falling apart.
又話呢個世界亦都係慢慢嘅，唔能夠翻轉頭嘅，一步一步嘅去衰敗、衰退。
Wearing out, wearing down.
慢慢嘅去破落。
Right, that's what's happening.
呢件事就係咁樣發生。
See, we have this thing. Many of you know better than I. The second law of thermodynamics.
咁我哋有呢個熱力學嘅第二定律。
This usually confirms that the universe itself.Is what deteriorating?
就確定咗話呢個宇宙咧係慢慢嘅衰敗。
It's running down.
係慢慢嘅去消失。
Right? You know that dynamic. It's spending far more energy than it's able to restore.
就話不斷嘅去消耗緊呢個熱能，以致佢唔能夠自動嘅去補充足夠嘅。
That means everything is deteriorating.
即係話所有嘢都慢慢衰敗。
Now let me get a little bit more personal to you with this illustration.
或者我要講一個更加貼身嘅問題。
Do you realize your physical heart
It's like a wind up clock.
因為留意到就話你嘅心臟其實就好似一個上面嘅鐘。
I know I'm old and you know what a wind up clock. You know I grew up in the day and age when my watch you gotta wind it. You gotta wind it. So use it.
如果你係我嘅年代嘅話咧，我哋知道我哋嘅鐘或者我哋嘅錶咧要上鏈先至可以行嘅。
Right, no, no, no. So digital, it's your battery. You wind it.
但係冇電冇呢個石英，你要去上鏈先至喐嘅。
But the CD expression, physical heart, it's not like an electric clock. It's like a winding clock.
一個心臟唔似一個電嘅鐘或者錶咁樣，而係一個要上鏈嘅鐘。
You only wind it once, and tick, 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 stops once out.
而且你可以只可以上一次嘅鏈，跟住上完鏈之後咧，你就慢慢一步一步一步咁樣直到佢行完為止。
Your whole body is like that winding clock, falling apart.
你整個身體就好似呢個上鏈嘅鐘咁樣，慢慢嘅去上。
And we can do awful lot of things to retard or hide it.
我哋可以盡量做好多嘢去減慢嗰個程度，或者係去盡量去將佢去收埋。
Couple of obvious examples, cosmetics.
例如係化妝品。
We're trying to restore what? The color, the gleam. You once had that as a natural little child.
佢嘗試去用呢啲化妝品去使到你去睇落一個好似一個年輕嘅小朋友。
But it's gone now. It's gone.
但係呢啲都會失去。
It'll never come back.
都唔能夠再翻嚟。
You can hide the process, but you can't stop the process.
你可以隱藏嗰個衰老嘅過程，但係你唔可以停止佢。
And we hide it very well.Right, we hide the aging process. We could color or dye your hair.
我哋隱藏得好好，我哋可能會染髮。
We live in a culture in which suffering is an anomaly, an abnormality. That's what we think.
我哋活喺一個社會嘅文化，就係話講俾佢哋聽，受苦受難係一個唔正常嘅事情。
We live in a day and age that we think inevitably, if we're savvy, if things are working right, we won't suffer.
我哋活喺嗰個社會，講俾佢聽話。如果我哋醒少少、機靈一啲嘅時候，我哋就唔會受苦啦。
That's why when many people suffer, they get angry.
所以點解咁多人喺受苦嘅時候，佢哋覺得好憤怒
？Because we think life is mistreating us, because we expect that suffering is an anomaly.
我哋以為呢個生命對我哋好唔好，因為我哋以為受苦係唔正常。
We think God is mistreating me, somebody is mistreating me.
我哋以為神待我哋唔好，其他人待我哋唔好。
This text tells you everything, everything your heart longs for is like a wave on the sand.
但係呢個經文講俾你聽，我哋心裏邊所渴慕所有嘢，都好似海邊嘅沙一樣，面對住呢啲海浪嘅衝擊。
Picture that beach, wave on the sand. What happens? It inevitably the wave recedes out into back into the dark sea.
就話呢啲海浪打埋嚟之後咧，佢始終都會要去退翻出去海度。
In various ways, you can avoid suffering. Maybe to your early 30s.
有啲時候可能喺你三十零歲嘅時候可以避免一啲嘅苦難。
But eventually, it's unavoidable.
但係始終你唔可以逃避。
Real bad, horrendous, groaning, suffering is inevitable.
真正嘅嘆息、勞苦。受苦係唔能夠避免。
And that's what Paul's teaching. That's the warning. You need resources. Don't think. Don't be fooled. They think you're savvy. You're smart enough to avoid it.
所以保羅話你需要有啲嘅方法，有啲嘅資源。你唔好以為靠你自己去機靈一啲、醒一啲就可以去避免受苦。
And so Paul gives us three resources to deal with that. Three great resources for dealing with suffering.
所以保羅俾三個資源我哋。幫助我哋去面對苦難。
And the three resources that Paul explains here comes by knowing Jesus.
呢三個資源都嚟自話要去認識耶穌基督。
You bring Jesus into your life, you get these three resources.
你將耶穌基督帶到你嘅生命嘅時候，你就得到呢三種嘅資源。
And let me put it this way, under three headings, the three resources of prayer.
呢三種就係話祈禱。
Pattern.
一個樣式，
and perspective，
同埋一個視野。
Now again, because this is translated, 20 minutes. I'm only going to cover one. You have to come back next Sunday for the other two.
如果我哋嘅時間，我哋只可以去講到祈禱，其他嘅咧，你後嚟繼續。
Paul says you can process
your suffering through prayer.
保罗话你可以藉住祈祷去面对你嘅苦难。
You can say, of course, everybody prays, right? The statistics tell us.
你话哦，梗系啦，个个都会祈祷噶啦，因为有好多个数据都讲我哋听，每一个人都祈祷嘅。
Of course, the surveys tell you, but that's really an exaggeration.
冇错，呢啲嘅统计系咁样讲，但其实呢个好似系已经超过咗啊呢个现实。
I know if you're atheist, you probably don't like this saying. Again, it's more of an exaggeration. You know that old adage, there are no atheists in foxholes.
如果你記得，即係知道呢、這個一個舊嘅英語嘅講法，就係話咧喺戰壕裏邊咧冇一個無神論者，即係喺嗰個情況時咧，每一個人都會祈禱。
If you are an atheist, I agree with you. That is an exaggeration.
如果你係無神論者嘅時候，你知道呢、這個每一個人都會祈禱呢個講法係一個誇張嘅講法。
But do you see what that adage is trying to say? What it's trying to get at?
但你睇唔睇到我哋想講嘅係乜嘢？
What is it? It's when trouble happens, and the trouble is inevitable.Those of us who ordinarily don't pray, we try.
就係話當有麻煩嚟到嘅時候，並且一定會嚟到嘅時候，每一個人都會嘗試去祈禱。
You know when problems happen, you know what happens? Send up the flare, emergency prayer.
就話有問題嚟嘅時候咧，你就好似去射一個信號彈咁樣去發出呢個求救嘅祈禱。
That's what that actor said. If anyone's up there, if you hear me, if anyone's up there, I'm going to send up the flare now.
你話上面有冇人聽到啊？我而家去發出一個要求拯救嘅祈禱啦。
That's what that guy just said. We got to lose.
就係話我有仲可以輸啲乜嘢咧？祈禱啫嘛，有乜嘢咧
？The Apostle Paul is talking about something else.
但係保羅所講嘅唔係呢啲。
Something very, very different at the beginning and the end of the passage, not flare prayer.
喺呢個經文所之前同埋之後所講嘅一個好唔同嘅祈禱，唔係淨係發出一個請求。
Did you notice what he says？
你有冇留意佢所講嘅乜嘢
？Verses 14 to 15 talk about his Abba prayer。
第十四節同埋第十五節，佢講到一個向亞巴父嘅祈禱。
Maybe we should slide back to 14:15. You received, it says in the text, the Spirit, capital S, that's Holy Spirit of sonship.
佢話咧所受嘅乃係兒子嘅心，係藉住聖靈而受。
And by him, that's the Holy Spirit. We cry, it says, Abba Father. Christians cry, Abba Father. What's that?
所以基督徒可以話，因此我們呼叫阿爸父。呢個係乜嘢？
You know, in every culture, no matter what language, did you know? When you hear the baby's first attempt giving a name, it sounds like Abba, Papa, Dada.
你知唔知道每一個文化，無論你講咩語言，這個 BB 第一個講嘅字眼都好似阿爸咁樣呢？
That's what happens. That's what it sounds like.
呢個就好似嗰個聲音一樣。
So what is it saying? Six, please. Being in Jesus Christ, united to Christ by faith, your cries go out to God. They're heard like a parent perks up.Here's the cries of the child.
就係話藉住信心，你喺耶穌基督裏邊向神發出嘅祈禱，就好似一個父親或者母親，佢聽到佢嘅嬰孩所發出嘅喊聲一樣。
Even if you're groaning, screaming, crying like Job in the Old Testament.
甚至乎可能好似你喺舊約聖經裏邊約伯嗰種嘅嘆息呻吟嘅聲音一樣。
No, Paul saying being united Jesus Christ makes all the difference.
保罗话：当你同耶稣基督联合嘅时候咧，呢种事情就会发生。
Because that's what Abba prayer is。
呢个就系所向阿爸父所发出嘅祈祷就系咁样。
God the Father hears the cry like a parent. A parent knows the cry of their child。
呢个阿爸父呢个父神听到你所发出嘅呼求，就好似一个父母听到佢婴孩所发出嘅喊声一样。
Let me ask you parents。
做父母嘅，我想问下你。
When your child screams in pain, what do you do?
當你嘅嬰孩去喊嘅時候，你做乜嘢咧
？You know, as a parent, you know the cry of trouble.
你作為父母，你聽到嗰種嘅喊聲係點樣
？Right, there are all kinds of cries.
有唔同嘅喊聲，你聽到嘅。
Especially you moms, you know there are all kinds. You know there's the irritated cry.
就好似有啲嬰孩覺得唔舒服，佢哋有種唔同嘅喊聲。
And then you got another variation that the.I want some attention cry.
又或者佢想只係想得到你嘅注意力嗰種嘅喊聲。
But then, and you parents know this,
There's the arm in trouble cry.
另一樣就是說我是在個麻煩裡面那種的行程。
Now you really can't love your child more offensively. But you know what happens when you hear that arm in trouble cry? You're stirred. Your love is stirred up.
就是當你聽到那種的行程的時候，你對他的愛就好像激發了出來。
Right, it's intensified. You hear, you know it. You hear the cry of your child.
你聽到那種是特別不同的行程。
And this is telling us, in spite of how you feel when you're suffering, you can know. You can know God responds to your groaning the way a parent responds to that troubled cry. They know it. The child.
当你去发出这样的喊声，一种感动的叹息呻吟的时候，父神也都听到，好像一个父母听到的。
There's an intense love, an intense care there.
神的爱，特别的爱和特别的关顾会来。
And you can actually go to God with that kind of confidence and that kind of care.
你可以带着这种的信心去到神那里，你知道神会去照顾你。
Because that's what the text says, He gives you that kind of attention, that kind of love. That's Abba prayer.
这个就是说神所给你的特别的去看顾，这种当你去发出这种向阿爸父的祈祷的时候。
But if you're a student, if you've read the text, you know that's not the only prayer.That's given here.
如果你睇到嘅时候，你知道呢种唔系咗一种嗰个唯一所发出嗰个祈祷。
Yeah, slide six, right? It's up there. Look at verse 26. It's very interesting. It's a little odd. Maybe if we can go back to verse 26.
我哋睇下第26节有啲好特别嘅嘢。
In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for.But the Spirit, that is Holy Spirit, capital S, Himself intercedes for us with, there's that word, stenazo, groans, that words cannot express.
他说我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息，同样叹息那个字，替我们祷告，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈祷。
Some people look at the text and I don't agree with them.Out of respect for our charismatic brothers and sisters, they're wrong here. The prayer here in this text is not talking about tongues.
有些人去看到这段经文的时候，特别是那些灵恩派的人呢，会看到这个经文的时候，他说呢我们用方言去祈祷，但我并不同意是这样。
I mean, there are other passages in the Bible that talk about tongues. This is not one of them.
这个圣经有其他的地方讲到方言，但是这段的经文呢不是讲到方言。
Because it's not talking about a sound we make.
不是讲到我们发出这些声音。
It isn't us making that sound.
不是我们发出声音。
This is the Spirit of God praying, not us praying.
是圣灵去祈祷，不是我们祈祷。
This is the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Holy Trinity praying.
是圣灵他自己去祈祷，这个三位一体的真神的第三位圣灵去祈祷。
And that kind of prayer, according to the Bible, is intercession. Interceding prayer.
这种祈祷是为我们代求的祈祷。
Interceding, doing something in our place.
去为我们去做一些
事。Romans 8, the weakness that Paul has in mind here, put into context, and context very important, understanding the passage, is ignorance, a lack.Understanding.
罗马书第八章保罗所讲到嗰种嘅软弱，就系话我哋嘅对周围嘅忽视同埋系唔明白。
And Paul expresses that by the fact he says we do not know what we ought to pray for.
保罗话我哋唔知道去点样去祈祷。
Again, it's not a question of how to pray. It's a question of what to pray.
不是说不知道怎样祈祷，而是为什么去祈祷。
And Paul means that we do not know. We do not know what we should ask of God.
他说我们不知道去向神去求什么。
Because we don't know often what God's will is.
因为很多时候我们不知道神的旨意是什么。
So in our human limitations, we simply don't know. And therefore we don't know how to pray rightly.
因为我们的限制，我们不知道神的旨意是什么的时候，我们不知道怎样去正确的向神去祈祷。
I'll give you two examples of that.
我给两个例子你。
First, Job.
第一个例子就是旧约里面的约伯。
Job, in the Bible it says, testimony of God about Job, he's a righteous man.
根据圣经, 约伯是一个义人,
we see that in verse 8, chapter 1. Have you considered my servant Job? Again, remember the dialogue between God and Satan? There is no one on earth like him. He's blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.
约伯记第1章第8节，他话你曾用心察看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
In other words, there's no outstanding sin in Job that might be a barrier between God and him.
就即系话喺约伯里边咧，冇罪去将神同埋佢自己去隔开。
Yet because of the suffering that Job's gone through, again because Satan is challenging God, Job's confused. Does he ever know that?
但因住撒旦向神嗰种嘅挑战，以致约伯咧系受苦嘅时候，约伯唔明白。
Job did not know why he was suffering fiercely.
约伯唔明白点解佢要受苦。
And his so-called comforters thought they knew, but they were wrong. They didn't know.
嗰啲朋友尝试安慰嘅时候，佢哋以为佢哋知道，但系佢哋唔知。
Job, who knew his heart, really no answers. No answers to what was going on.
约伯自己心里边佢都知道冇答案。
And so he prays later in Job, Job 7:20-21, why have you made me your target, God? Have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sins?
约伯喺第7章20节，佢所做嘅祈祷就向神所讲，就话为何以我当你的箭靶了，使我厌弃自己的性命？为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？
Again, the example. Not knowing what to pray for.
一个例子就系话我哋唔知道为乜嘢而祈祷。
Here's another example. Mary Magdalene in the New Testament.
另一个例子就系新约圣经里边抹大拉嘅玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene, her chief characteristic is brought out in the text in the New Testament is this love.
玛利亚最大嘅特征就系佢嘅爱。
She loved Jesus greatly.
佢爱耶稣好深。
Still, love is no defense against ignorance. Or a lack of understanding.
但纵使你有爱，但系你唔可能系明白，亦都可能系无知。
And we know that because Mary had not the faintest idea what God was doing in His death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为玛利亚唔明白神喺耶稣基督嘅身上，佢嘅死同埋复活里边所做嘅系点乜嘢。
It's Mary Magdalene that meets Jesus in the garden right after the resurrection.
系抹大拉玛利亚首先去到呢个耶稣嘅坟墓嘅里。
And Mary. She's the gardener.
佢遇到耶稣嘅时候，以为耶稣系嗰个看守嗰个园子嘅人。
And so she says in John 20:15, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will get him.
约翰福音第20章记载嗰度，玛利亚去向住耶稣所讲嘅就话：先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
So Mary's full of love, deeply devout, but she's confused, doesn't understand.
玛利亚对耶稣有好多嘅爱，但系佢唔明白，佢好混乱，佢唔知道神喺度做啲咩。
See, that's the problem. We don't know what to pray for.
我哋嘅问题亦都系我哋唔知道为啲乜嘢而祈祷。
And so Paul addresses that in our passage. He says the Spirit helps us in our weakness of ignorance, of understanding the truth.
保罗就系话圣灵喺我哋嘅软弱嘅地方帮助我哋去为我哋去祈祷，纵使我哋唔明白嗰个真理系点。
Paul said we don't know what we should pray, so the Spirit intercedes with us with stenazo, groans that words cannot express.
保罗就系话当我哋唔知道为啲乜嘢祈祷，点样祈祷嘅时候咧，这个圣灵就藉住呢个叹息去为我哋祈祷。
See, we might be spiritual weaklings.
我哋喺属灵上边可能好软弱。
The Holy Spirit isn't.
The Holy Spirit is powerful.
And if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵有这个大能，你系基督徒嘅时候，你都有圣灵喺里边。
And the idea, the concept in the Bible is the Holy Spirit comes alongside the Christian.
圣经所讲就系话，这个圣灵嚟到我哋嘅里边，系同我哋一齐行。
And that seems to be the case. In many cases, when they don't know what to pray for.
就係特別我哋唔知道點樣祈禱嘅時候。
But the special meaning in the word used here in Romans is to help us by what does the Spirit do for us? Bears our burdens.
这个圣灵在我们不懂祈祷的时候，点样帮助我们呢？就是话去承担我们的那个重担。
Because that's the picture of not understanding the ignorance of what we have, what to pray for. It's a burden, a heavy load upon our shoulders.
好似当我哋唔知道佢为啲咩祈祷嘅时候，呢个好似一个重担担喺我哋嘅身上边嘅时候，圣灵嚟帮我哋去提起佢。
But you see the comfort? The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comes alongside the Christian, helps lift the burden.
一个圣灵，一个安慰者嚟到去帮助我哋去提起我哋呢个嘅重担。
Right, because the Holy Spirit identifies with us in our spiritual weaknesses.
因为圣灵体恤我哋喺我哋里边嗰个软弱。
Just like Jesus did in his incarnating. Jesus incarnates. Comes alongside, comes into our world, labors for us.
就好似耶稣基督道成肉身嚟到呢个世界上边，喺我哋嘅里边去生活，同我哋一齐生活，去同我哋一齐同工。
I don't know if you noticed the progression of three places that that word garon, stenazo appears in the text.
我唔知你有冇睇到嗱，呢个叹息嗰个字喺呢三段嘅经文里边点样去发展出嚟？
You see the progression first, the garon. Is describing around the world, right? Creation.
首先就係話呢個嘆息係一個成個世界嘅受造之物一齊嘅嘆息。
Right, it's an inanimate creation. That's the groaning there.
係所有嘅受造之物。
And then, the second instance, it's about the believer, those who are redeemed. It says in verse 23, the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly in the believer.
第二就係話。 佢話唔單止係咁，就係喺我哋呢啲有聖靈初結果子，即係喺嗰啲信徒嘅心裏邊所有嘅嘆息。
And then the last reference, the word born in verse 26, is the Holy Spirit, second, third person of the Trinity, Holy Trinity, God Himself interceding for the groans.
第三就係話喺26節講到聖靈，佢用説不出嚟嘅嘆息去為到我哋嘅祈禱。
You see? See the progression?
你睇到點樣進展？
It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is unable to articulate our concerns.
並唔係話呢個聖靈唔能夠去講出我哋所關注、所需要嘅嘢。
I think the idea is about helping you lift the heavy burden of the difficulties in your life.
個意思其實就係話幫助你去提起你生命上邊嗰個重擔、嗰個生命上邊嗰種嘅困難。
So a groan is appropriate to burden bearing.
呢個嘆息就好似去承擔我哋嘅重擔一樣。
Let me illustrate. Suppose you're helping someone carry a heavy load.
譬如係你幫一個人去提起一樣好重嘅嘢。
I'm trying to think and remember. My memory is terrible. This is so long ago. I don't know, David Lilly, were you there? When we were helping David Wong move his piano. His piano in Philadelphia to his basement.
我記得咧喺以前嘅時候，去幫阿黃牧師將個鋼琴咧喺費城嘅屋企裏邊咧搬入去呢個島庫裏邊。
Again, I don't quite remember who was there, but it was a bunch of us.
我唔記得嗰度有咩人，可能係啲會員其中一個。
Okay, what is more expressive, a groan as you stagger along moving the piano?
啊！佢搬住一個咁重嘅琴嘅時候咧，只有好似硬住頭皮咬實牙根。
Yeah, think about it. What's more of that? Groan or somebody chattering? Which is what's in the piano?
你會點樣咧？你會去咬實牙根去喺度即係喺度咬，還是係你喺度一路講一路去搬呢個琴咧？咁重嘅琴。
Suppose your helper is saying, "Wow, that piano is heavy."
譬如係你幫手搬琴嘅時候，你喺度開始講嘢啦，哇！呢個琴好重喎。
It's awkward too.
因為你都好難搬。
Probably we should have spent the money and gone ahead and hired professional movers.
或者我哋應該要請個人專管搬琴嘅人嚟搬啦。
I don't think I want to do this very often. It's very heavy.
你下次唔好再叫我啦，咁鬼重。
Have you noticed that the piano is heavy?
你有冇留意到呢個琴咁重咧？
If you're struggling with a heavy load, that's probably the last thing you want to hear.
如果你真係搬緊一個咁重嘅琴嘅時候，你真係唔會去聽一個人咁講嘢。
Right, somebody chattering away like that. You might say, shut up, lift the piano.
如果一個人係一路搬一路咁講嘅時候，你話你快啲收聲去做嘢啦，搬琴啦。
Because a real burden bearer groans. A real burden bearer groans.
因為一個真正去承擔一個重擔的人，他真正會做的就是會呻吟或者嘆息。
Comes alongside，
嚟到你的身邊
，and groans with you，
同你一起去嘆息。
That's what the Holy Spirit does。
呢個就是聖靈所做的。
That will help you tremendously in your burdens。
去幫助你去承擔你生命上面的重擔。
Don't expect prayer to be easy. Nothing in your Christian life is easy.
不要以為祈禱很容易，基督徒的生命沒有一樣是容易。
Why should prayer be any different? Nothing in your Christian life is easy.
好像祈禱一樣，沒有一樣是容易。
You have to struggle to pray.
你要祈禱裡面要掙扎。
We saw that if we studied the last half of Romans 7.
上次我們看羅馬書第七章的時候，你也要看到。
There's no quick fix, simple solution.About our suffering in the Bible.
对我们的受苦在圣经没有给一个简单容易的答案。
Our contemporary American culture has conditioned us to have an easy cure-all for all things.
在我们的现代的美国的文化讲给我们听说任何所有的问题都有一个很容易解决的方法。
And that has carried over into the church, carried over into our maturity in the faith.
这种的文化甚至乎进入到我们的教会进入到我们的灵命的成长里。
We expect God to just sprinkle some magical dust on us and everything's better.
我们以为神去向我们身上去审一些根本很多的问题就可以即刻解决。
Paul's explaining here. God doesn't work that way.
保罗解释到神不是这样去工作。
You're called as a Christian to persevere, to go through the battle.To struggle.
神去呼召你成为基督徒，你要去忍耐，要去经过这个争战。
You're to do that even when there's no visible results, when nothing is spectacular.
当你纵使当你睇唔到一啲显著嘅效果，冇一啲特别嘅嘅改变嘅时候，你仍然系要咁样做。
And the Holy Spirit will help you.
而聖靈就會嚟幫助你去承擔呢個重擔。
Let me say just this about prayer. Does prayer get God to change His mind?
祈禱有冇改變神嘅心意咧
？Of course not.
當然唔會。
No reasonable person would want that because God is perfect.
因為神係完全嘅，冇一個人會想神去改變心。
To get Him to change His mind would get Him to be imperfect.
要去改變神的心意就好像使到他變得不完美一樣。
If that ever happened, the universe would fall apart.
如果這樣發生的時候這個宇宙也都會去毀滅。
Any thinking person wants God always to run things according to His perfect will.
一個有思想的人都想神去經常去根據他完美的旨意而行。
But with that being said, here's a parallel question. Does Prayer change things.
但是有一个问题就是说祈祷有没有改变任何的事
Yes.
是有的。
God who ordains the ends also ordains the means.
神去定立他的旨意个终结是怎样的时候他也都定立了当中所行的方法。
That's why your prayer is not a waste of time.
所以你祈祷并不是浪费时间。
He's made prayer a means to the end.
神就是藉著祈祷将祈祷成为一个方法去引领到那个终结。
That's why prayer is effective.
所以祈祷是有功效。
Again, you gotta understand the difference. Does prayer get God to change His mind? No.
神有没有使到祈祷有没有使到神去改变他的心意呢？是没有。
Does prayer change things? Yes.
祈祷有没有改变一些事情呢？是有。
Why? God has ordained.And it should be that way.
神是这样去定义要这样做。
Just read a couple places. Slide 10 please. In Matthew 7, 7 to 8, it says this. Ask and be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and door be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
马太福音第七章七至到八节，佢话你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见， 叩门的就给他开门。
Just one other place on slide 11. James writes, James 4:2 and James 5:16, you do not have because you do not ask God. And then he says in 5:16, the prayer of a righteous man is what? Powerful and effective.
那个书里面又讲到，他说你们得不着是因为你们不求。另外他又说义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。
Usually the chief thing that happens in prayer is God changes us.
通常在祈祷的里面，神就去改变我们。
So you ought to be encouraged by these verses.
你要这些经文可以去鼓励你。
It's certainly true, we don't know what we ought to pray for. That's what Romans 8 is about.
罗马书第八章所讲话，我们不知道去怎样祈祷，去为什么祈祷。
But the Holy Spirit does know.
但圣灵知道。
And Holy Spirit has been given to the believer to assist precisely in this way.
并且信徒也都有圣灵去帮助他们去祈祷。
And that's why with his help, you can make progress in the life of faith.
有他帮助的时候，你可以在你的信仰的生命上面去继续向前。
Because the Spirit takes the core of your prayer, despite all the other wrongs of it. All the other wrongs, despite that, prayer is taken, lifted to God before his throne.
圣灵就将我们的祈祷，甚至我们在祈祷里面有很多的错误，但是将这个祈祷带到神的面前。
So when you suffer, can you come before God with that kind of confidence?
当你受苦的时候，你可以带着这种的信心来到神的面前。
Can you know he's going to give you what you would have asked for if you knew what he knows?
你有没有信心去知道神会将你所需要的东西给你，假如你知道神的旨意是什么，知道怎样求的时候。
Right now, in the midst of suffering, you probably don't think that he's letting you experience this hardship, that it's a good idea.
你可能是经过紧这个苦难的时候，你可能不觉得神知道让你去经历这个苦难是一件好事。
But he's going to give you what you've asked for if you knew everything he knows.
如果你知道所有的事，好像神知道所有的事一样，而知道怎样求的时候，你知道神一定会将嗰啲嘢俾你。
You see, God has proven His love for you by the giving of His Son Jesus.
神已经藉住将耶稣基督俾过我哋，去证明咗神对我哋嘅爱系点样。
Because that's what Christmas is about, right? The Savior is born, born to die.
呢个就系圣诞节嘅信息。呢个救主系出生，并且系为我哋而死。
And you're able to process your suffering before God.In a way that Paul instructs here, you'll have a calm peace.
如果你能够好像保罗咁样喺神嘅面前去点知道点样去面对你嘅苦难嘅时候，你就会有呢个平安。
But that's only the first resource. Next time we'll look at the two others.
但呢个祈祷只系第一种嘅资源。下个礼拜我哋会讲到另外嗰两样嘢。
Well, let me close in this way. How could God know? How could God know the agony? How could He know the groaning?Of the soldier, the warrior, out on the battlefield dying.
然后讲多一样嘢，就系话神点样知道我哋嘅嗰种嘅苦难，我哋嘅种嘅叹息？佢点样知道一个喺战场上面嘅战士嗰种嘅呻吟嘅声音
？You know that wounded soldier that I mentioned before, crying out for rescue because the ebb of his blood flowing away, his life is flowing away from him.
嗰个受伤嘅士兵，佢嘅血不断嘅流出嚟，佢嘅生命随之而失去，佢嗰种嘅叹息。
How could God know that kind of suffering?
神点知道嗰种嘅受苦咧
？How could God know that type of groaning, that type of pain?
神点样知道嗰种嘅痛苦？点样知道嗰种嘅叹息
？Christmas is the answer.
圣诞节就系嗰个答案。
Because Jesus on the cross was the warrior.The ultimate battlefield.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上面就是那个终极那个战场上面那个的战士。
That's what the prophet Isaiah spells out for you.
以赛亚所预言所讲的就是这样。
Because the Christ of God went forth to face your enemies.
因为耶稣基督这位神去向前行，去为你去面对这个敌人。
He crushes them on the cursed cross
crushes evil, crushes sin,
crushes death. That's what
Christmas is
about.
Will you thank Him? Will you worship Him this Christmas season? Will you follow Him?
在这个圣诞节期间，你会唔会去相信佢？你会唔会去跟随佢？
Thank you, Father, for the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
天父，我哋感谢圣灵俾我哋嘅安慰。
You know about our sufferings, O Lord.
天父，你知道我哋嘅苦难。
You hear our groans like a parent hears the cries of their child.
天父，你聽到我哋嘅嘆息呻吟，好似一個父母聽到佢嬰孩嘅喊聲一樣。
Help us, Lord, to process our suffering through prayer.
天父，幫助我哋藉住祈禱去面對我哋嘅苦難。
We will have your peace, the peace of Christmas.
我哋會得到你嘅平安，聖誕節嘅平安。
May that be so for all of us here.
願我哋呢度每一個人都得到。
In Jesus' name, amen.